not that one. Nah. Aha! Oh, okay. Here we go. Now, what about these? What do you think, Moll? Huh? Yeah? No? Oh. Oh, hi! You're here! Good! Okay, well, what do you think about these? Huh? Oh. You're right. Huh, forget about it. Kind of big and floppy, huh? Whew. Oh, well, next. I guess you're probably wondering what I'm doing all this for. Well, today is Best Foot Forward Day. That's right. It's a very important day for clowns. You see, it's all about doing the best you can whenever you can. So we all have to wear the very best shoes we have. That's right. And Molly's helping me pick out just the right shoes. They have to be perf. 'Cause as Granny Garbanzo would say, the shoes make the clown. Ooh la la! Now here's something that's very, very, very perf. Can you guess, Molly? You gotta be kidding. Bunny slippers? Bunny slippers would be way too goofy for Best Foot Forward Day. Every clown knows that, silly. Now, get ready, 'cause here are the shoes to choose. The footwear for those who dare. Ta-da! No way. Well, I like 'em. Oh, yes, I do. They make me feel taller. Oh, yes. Hello. Hello. I am so tall now. I was tall. Not anymore. Ugh. I don't think so. Not these shoes. High heels are kind of scary. Uh-oh. Now, my back feels... my back feels funny. That isn't funny. Oh, Molly, I think I'm stuck. Oh no. I hope I'm not stuck like this all day long, or forever even. Oh, yes, Molly. Yes, you're right. I think I need to go stretch this out. That's exactly what I need to do. Thanks, Molly. You're so smart. I mean, how can I celebrate Best Foot Forward Day if I can't even stand up straight? And so is my back. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I feel much better now, after a good old stretch. Whew! Yep, nothing like a little stretch on my clock rug. And you know, Maul, well, as I was lying there, stretching away, looking up at my cute little clown shoes, I got to thinking, well, my very best shoes are already on my feet. It's true. I love my shoes. Oh, it's true. You are the cutest, comfiest, danciest, pranciest little clown shoes ever. Yes, you are. What? What you got there, Molly? The clown shoe catalog? Oh, hey, how about a little shine? Good golly, Miss Molly! There's a hole in your shoe! A great big hole! Oh dear. Oh, well, don't worry, Molly. We'll think of something. Oh! I know. Of course. you could wear your bunny slippers for Best Foot Forward Day. No, Molly, your bunny slippers will be just fine for Best Foot Forward Day. Trust me. Now, where are they? Oh, here, hold this. Oh, here's something. How's about... Oh, boy! This would be putting your worst foot forward. P.U. Here, Molly, smell this. Too stinky. Now, where did those bunny slippers hop off to?
Hey, Fuzzy!
What's it on?
Hey, look!
What is it, Molly? Did you find them? Oh, no, Molly. I meant your bunny slippers, not some silly pair of sparkly shoes with big fat buttons on the bows. I mean, really, Molly, how would you ever polish these shoes with all these sparkles in the way? Duh. Now, where, oh, where? Here. This is your lucky day, Molly. All right, here we go. We'll just... No, Molly, would you just sit still? I'm trying to get... Just... What has gotten into you? Molly, we have to get ready for... Just hold still for Best Foot Forward Day. Sheesh. Oh, Molly, no, wait. Hey, Molly... I'm starting to get the idea that you don't want to wear your bunny slippers for Best Foot Forward Day. Oh, please! Don't tell me you're serious about those silly, sparkly button shoes! Molly, come on, they don't even match your outfit. And the sparkly button look is so 8 months ago. Molly? Molly? Oh, oops. Uh-oh. I think I hurt Molly's feelings big time. Oh, dear. Well, I didn't know those sparkly button shoes meant so much to her. Oops. Molly, I did it again. I know I'm such a silly willy sometimes and always the last to notice, and I know I hurt your feelings. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to say such hurtful things. Really, I really am sorry.
Your feelings, I'm feeling really bad. I said what I was thinking, it made you really sad. I know the grown-ups tell us the truth is always best, but maybe it's not always true. There are times when I suggest you better button up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Keep your opinions to yourself, 'cause what you really think could make a smile shrink. So put that plan back on the shelf. You better button up. I know I hurt your feelings, I didn't use my head. I blurted out my thoughts, not thinking what I said. I know the grown-ups tell us the truth is always best, but right now I do not agree, 'cause my words, they failed the test.
They say discretion is the better part of valor. Means you gotta choose, bruise your pal or
just button up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Put a muzzle on that trap. No need to say what you think today, if it will only cause a flap. Just button up, no ifs, ands, or buts, 'cause it's time to hold your tongue. And what you really think might make a heart just sink, and when that's done, it's done. You better button up.
So forgive me, Molly? Oh, good. Thanks. Feeling better now? Well, pretty strange Best Foot Forward Day so far, huh, Molly? Yeah. Wait, I know. Hey, why don't we ask Granny if she can fix this hole in your shoe? Well, Granny can fix anything. Want to? Okay. We're going over to Granny's, and today is Best Foot Forward Day.
Oh, boy. I think the party's already begun. Hi, Granny. Hi, Snick.
Yeah.
Happy Best Foot Forward Day.
Hello, Lunetka. Hello, Molly. We've already started celebrating.
Oh, very nice booties, Snicklefritz.
You knit them special for today.
Very bootyful.
That's a good one, Lunetka. How do you like my twinkly toes?
Oh, very pretty. And see, I wore my very best favorites.
What?
Oh, right. Molly's wearing two different shoes for Best Foot Forward Day because, well...
one of her shoes has a hole in it.
Can you fix it?
Oi! That's a pretty big hole in it. What? I'll do my best, because that's what you do on Best Foot Forward Day!
Ooh,
Major Bedhead's here.
Happy Best Foot Forward Day!
Ooh, you too, Major Bedhead! Major Bedhead, your shoes look amazing!
Why, thank you! Don't we all look so special today? Hey, Molly, why are you wearing...
Well, Major Bedhead, do you maybe have a package or a postcard for me?
Well, actually, my delivery today is for all of us!
All of us?
That's right!
Oh, it's from my Uncle Chester. Dear Lunette...
Can't join you in Granny's garden because I am celebrating Best Foot Forward Day in my own way. Just me and my trusty old hiking boots. Oh! I'm climbing the clock tower in Clown Town. I've sent you all a special little something I picked up at boot camp. Hope you all have fun shaking your booty.
Hugs and squishes, your Uncle Chester.
Here you go.
Why don't you do the honors, Bedhead?
Oh, boy, I love opening presents. Ladies and gentle cats, we have for you today a really big shoe.
Rack! Yes, we've got something for everyone.
Who wants to try on a pair? What about you, little lady? See anything you like?
Oh, Molly! The red button shoes!
Why, certainly.
What beautiful shoes, Molly!
I once had a pair like that. Holy mackerel! Were they ever difficult to follow?
Happy, Molly? Me too.
I think it's time for the Silly Walk Parade!
Yay! Still on the job. I've got to keep moving. A clown courier always puts his best foot forward. Bye.
Bye, Major Bedhead. Well, Granny, I think it's time for Molly and I to put our best feet up. But thanks for everything.
Okay, Lunetka. But just one more thing.
What's that? Oh, Granny, Molly's shoe. You fixed it. How and when?
Ah, it's called invisible mending. An old circus trick.
Well, it's perf. See, Molly? Thanks, Granny. Well, bye. Bye, Snickle Fritz.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Oh, Granny was right. Invisible mending. See? So what else would you like to do for Best Foot Forward Day, Molly? Doll school? My goodness, I almost forgot. Well, Molly goes to doll school now. In fact, right now. Come on! Today at doll school, Molly that keen dolly is going to learn... to count to 10 with a little musical accompaniment by moi, Lunette the Clown. Ahem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10! Attention! Molly the doll has counted all the way to 10! What a doll! Molly, are you ever clever? Well, doll school is done for today.
Let's get back to the big comfy couch.
You are so smart, Molly. I bet soon you can count all the way to 100. So what do you want to do now? A story? Good idea. I'd love one too. Okay, Molly, I just have to find the storybook. Here we go. And where are those glasses? All right. Oh, could you turn on the light, please, Molly? Thanks. You're a doll. And now we're ready to hear... Ooh, the story of Just Will. Once upon a time, not so long ago in Clown Town, there was a clown named Just Will. Why was he called Just Will? Well, because he just wasn't funny, that's why. Which is very unusual for a clown. All the other clowns could do tricks, or sing, or dance. Not Will. Other clowns put their best foot forward and walked the walk. Not Will. I'm not even going to try to be funny or do tricks anymore. And that's okay, because I'm just me. Just Will, a clown who is proud to be ordinary. Just Will walked in his ordinary way through the town square, and all the clowns stopped to look and to stare. They started to giggle and snicker and point. That was the silliest walk they'd ever seen. Just Will couldn't believe it. They were clapping for him. They even took his picture for the newspaper. Silly Willy, they called him, the straight-walking clown. He even got to meet the mayor of Clown Town, who gave Silly Willy a medal for being just who he was. Just because. The end. Huh.
Well, I'd say that Silly Willy sure put his best foot forward, wouldn't you, Molly? Molly? Well, looks like Molly needs a rest after all the feats we've accomplished today. I'll just put these over here out of the way. Hey, wait a second!
Who made this big mess? Me? I guess I did, didn't I? Which means I have to clean it up. It's only fair, so I better put my best foot forward and get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! There we go.
They're right here, Molly. There you go. Happy now? Good. Well, thanks for coming over. Toodles! Sweet dreams, little doll.
And the clown jumped over the moon.